Blog Talk Radio.
Request.
And this is Kevin. What's going on, brother? What's going on?
Man, everything is doing good and feeling great and working properly, brother. How about you?
Man, I cannot complain, man. Just another wonderful day to be alive with our feet above the ground. You know what it is. A lot
Most
of us didn't
definitely.
Make it. A lot of people didn't get the chance to see this beautiful day, man, and this cold weather that's coming in. So as many of y'all probably can tell, your boy's sitting over here with a cold. I'm sick, but we're going to make it happen.
Most definitely. Yeah. It's supposed to be some type of Arctic blast coming through the area. So where I'm at, we have potentially a wintry mix tomorrow. It's supposed to get down to about 19 degrees north Mississippi, Memphis area.
Well, I don't think we have to worry about the Arctic as far as a mixture or anything of that nature. But overall, you know, the weather in the eastern part of the United States is always kind of up and down. We get snow or we don't. We get ice or we don't. At the end of the day, I want spring year-round. I want fall year-round. If I can find somewhere on this planet like that, I will move in a heartbeat. I need 70 degrees weather.
Man, for real.
Every day. I need that in my life.
Most definitely. So to all our middlemen listeners out there, we want to thank you guys for continuing to check us out and tune in to us. We definitely have a lot of things planned in store for you guys. If you would like to get on the air and place a comment or make a comment, you can definitely get into the chat. Also, to dial in, the number is 516-387-1542. That's 516-387-1542 to call in to place your comments. Just yesterday, I think Alabama suffered a major loss yesterday against LSU. The game
Man,
was great.
Look, Al.
Great game.
Al, all of our Alicipians, you know, we got a lot of people in Mississippi that claim Alabama. All of our Alicipians, man, we're going to have to pray for them. You know, if you got a family member that's an Alicipian, make sure you check on them. They might be on a little suicide
just reach out
watch. Yeah, give them a hug today. They ain't used to that.
No,
I'm not
like,
used to
I
that.
Saw, I saw some posts where some fans were calling for Nick Saban to be fired.
Wow. You know what else
Somebody
crazy about that also?
The game, man, but
yeah.
What's that?
The craziest part about it is they actually are doing grief counseling for everybody in Tuscaloosa area.
Wow.
Grief counseling.
Wow.
Like, what?
Wow.
Are y'all serious?
Wow.
Yeah. But,
hey.
Man, I tell you, though, Al, before we, you know, I know these are very short shows, and we appreciate everybody for tuning in and logging in and listening and downloading these shows. We are working towards getting back to our full hour or maybe even more, maybe 2 hours on you guys. But we're going to get back up to our full strength and just keep tuning in here shortly. You'll notice that the show will be getting a little bit longer. And you'll have us back at full strength. But for now, today, Al, we got a topic for him. I think we got a wonderful
Man,
topic
we got
for him, Al. What is that topic for him?
So today, we are going to discuss the repeated controversy over the Popeye's chicken sandwich. this is the second coming of it, right? Because they put it on pause for a little bit in certain areas, right? So now it's back out. So we've seen a lot of fights, and now all of a sudden we have something major that just occurred 5 days ago. So is this a form or mean of black shaming? And did the Boondocks, the TV show, did the Boondocks have insight on this phenomenon? Wow. All I can say is, wow.
Yeah. Just speaking of that, Al, I mean, R.I.P. to Pops first, because, you know, Boondocks is one of my favorite shows.
Okay.
I know a lot of us out there enjoy it. But, Al, this is getting out of hand, man. We got people out here, man. If you're on our Blog Talk Radio Facebook page, man, we just posted up a picture. People out here dressing up as chicken. You got people out here with booty cheeks painted as Popeye's logo.
Most
is this a form of black shaming, or is this just us doing it to ourselves, Al?
Like, some of this stuff cannot even be real, Kevin. Like, I really don't understand. I mean, have we always done stuff like this?
No, our community used to have a lot of pride for itself. We held ourselves to a certain standard. But now it's like the marketing that they're using, I think it's more of a generational thing. You know, when you look at the 80s, you look at our counterparts, some of our Caucasian friends.
Right.
They were marketed to very strong, and they had different things to push them in a certain direction. And I've noticed that this generation of blacks now, they're very susceptible to this marketing and this social marketing. I mean, they just really, it's almost like a social experiment that they're performing on us.
Do you feel like we're falling into the stereotype?
Yes, I mean, to a certain degree. White people eat chicken, Chinese people eat chicken. Everybody on this planet eat chicken. But
eat
when
chicken.
It comes
That's
to
correct.
Us and we eat chicken, it's a problem. Because I've seen many of our own people, they're on the internet saying, hey, man, as long as they ain't got watermelon water, I'm like, come on, dog. Really? Watermelon water?
Right.
What?
Right. Right. So speaking of the recent incident, I want to just touch on that before we get too far up in the show. In Prince George County, Maryland, on Monday night, a fight broke out, and which left a 28-year-old male dead from a stab wound. Mm. A Popeye spokesperson spoke out about the incident, saying that it is a tragedy, and we're saddened to hear about this senseless act of violence. We, along with the franchise, are fully cooperating with local authorities and actively working to gather more information about this particular incident. Do you think they're going to take down the chicken sandwich off the menu? No. The chicken sandwich is still going to remain on the menu during this time. There it is.
You know what, Al? You know what, Al? The thing is, if you search through social media now, you see some of our people that are blaming Popeyes for this issue. I'm not understanding that logic, because at the end of the day, our people are responsible for their own actions. It's almost like a green light for some of our people to have a inward mentality.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
They can go in there. They can act up, act any kind of way. I mean, you've seen so many situations. Now, don't get me wrong. I've seen a couple of the scenarios where you had other people come in and disrespect the people in the building, talk crazy
That's
to the
correct.
Staff, do crazy stuff, and it equals to a N-word moment. But when we come in there, we are there just to pick up food. The first comparison and contrast to the situation is what? Chick-fil-A don't have that issue. Kentucky Fried Chicken don't have that issue. But why do Popeye have this issue? Why is it that much a phenomenon? And just on some of the research that we've done, we have a lot of franchises that are owned by African Americans in our neighborhoods of this particular brand of chicken.
Right.
So with that being said, is there a social or moral responsibility that they should have to their communities to do certain things?
Yes. I mean, first and foremost, man, we have to look out for the betterment of us as people. Yes, I like chicken too, Kevin. All right, but I'm not going to go outside my character to spend money for a piece of chicken.
Mm-hmm. All right,
I can make the stuff at home. But first and foremost, what are we doing and teaching our kids who are looking at this? Like, this is okay to do, because when we videotape it and we share it on Facebook, our kids are going to eventually see it.
Yeah.
So how does that look? And then also, too, are they putting something in the chicken? Because if we go back to the Botox episode, which was on season 3, episode 13, on that particular episode, the chicken was infused with something that drawed people in to eat it more. It was a craze about it. Look what's going on now.
Yeah.
A craze about the chicken sandwich. Line.
You got me scared.
Like, people waiting, like, before Popeye's opened their door for, like, 3 or 4 hours in lines in the cold weather for a chicken sandwich.
Man, I pass at least 2 Popeye's chicken every day. And every time I see one, around 10:30 now, mind you.
Yep.
Why is the line already out there, like you just said, brother? That's crazy to me.
Yep.
So that is something to think about. Are they really putting something in that chicken? Or you said something before the show we need to really expound on, or either just put out there so everybody can understand. There's a comparison with this situation you and I were talking about with the Jordan shoes and how people stand out in the cold and at grills, you know, outside of their own personality just to get those shoes. So what is it, the marketing? Or is it really our society just have, our particular community have a, some of us have a weak mindset when it comes to certain things that they're marketed to?
Oh, my God, man, that is a great question. Oh, man, because you got to think, man, some people are crazy about Jordans. Some people, some of our people are crazy about, like, you really hit me in the chest with that. But yes, I feel like some of us have been weakened to the point of we have failed for the trap. Yes, it's good, but we have also failed for that particular trap. It's a marketing scheme. And like you said earlier, yes, some of those Popeyes have been placed in our neighborhoods for a particular reason. The majority of Popeyes are placed in minority-based areas or frequented areas. Yeah.
Yeah, and I've also noticed in our research for this show that Popeye was actually lobbying against a bill in 2015 in New York City about the sodium count. And that, to me, that brings up some red flags. Now, mind you, this place, you know, there's a twofold to it. This place gives people the opportunity to get a job. And also for a person of a minority to actually own a place of business in our community. So, as I asked you earlier, do they have any type of responsibility to that community? I agree with you. I think they do. I don't think it's their job to educate our community how to act. But at the same time, we as a people have to have our own decorum when it comes to us going into these places of business and conducting ourselves like that. I mean, it's getting to the point, man, where people are sitting back laughing. Look at those over there biting up on all that chicken and fighting and killing each other over a piece of chicken. That's embarrassing.
That is correct. And then the evidence will always be here because there's a data trail, a video trail, a picture trail. Like, think about our people 20, 30, 50 years from now that just finally just stumble across this particular incident, the Popeye chicken sandwich. And they continue to do their research and find all the fights, all the arguments, all the Popeyes being destroyed, where people tore up the restaurant because they ran out of the chicken sandwich.
Well, as we come to a close now for this short Any Given Sundays, people, stay away from Popeye's chicken.
Make
I'm
your
not
own
saying don't patronize
sandwich.
Them. Yeah, do something a little bit healthy with less sodium. Take care of your family. Take care of yourself. That's all that really matters out there. Now, next Sunday, we want you guys to tune in, join us. We will be back on live next Sunday at 6 p.m. We have these Any Given Sunday, this short conversations. We want you guys to get in with us, share it with a friend, tell everybody about us. We do appreciate you, and we look forward to hearing from you guys once again. Al, what you got to say?
Hey, we want to thank you all for taking the time out your day to listen to the Middleman Talk Show. We definitely appreciate you all. Definitely share this show to another friend. Go back and listen to our old shows. You can definitely find us on the podcast app on any app store. You can just type in the Middleman Talk Show. And once you see the Middleman logo at the top, you know you have us. Check us out.
I think we need to revisit this one, but later date. It's coming back, y'all. We got to talk about this. Jim, Nick, what's happening? We out.